Lie on your back with your knees raised and your head supported so that it's not falling backwards. Your Alexander teacher can show you your correct support height if you don't already know. Have your feet slightly more than hip width apart and comfortably close to your bottom so that a minimum of effort is required to keep your knees aimed at the ceiling. Your hands can rest lightly somewhere on your lower chest or abdomen. Lying down in order to facilitate release throughout your musculature means getting quiet and noticing what is. Don't attempt to flatten your back to achieve a right position or to gain any particular type of contact with the floor. Rather, simply observe and notice what is. Do nothing, but remain alert and attentive and open. Quietly run your mind's eye around the contact that your back has with the floor. Note the contact points. Note the pattern your back makes with the floor. Note the quality of contact your back has with the floor. Is it, for example, soft, hard, even, uneven, plastic, elastic? Don't change anything. Resist any temptation to wriggle or adjust your position. Instead, see if you can think your way out of any discomfort. Give permission for your neck to unclench and soften. Give permission for the rest of your back similarly to unclench and soften. Allow yourself to breathe. Now, if you still feel that you need to move, do so thoughtfully. That is, continue giving your directions as you go into action. You're lying down in order to practice not tightening, which requires the active engagement of your intent. Whatever adjustments or changes you make, see if you can find a way of making them that makes a priority of not tightening, in particular, your neck and the rest of your back. Again, quietly think your way around your body. Allow your neck to be free, that is, allow the muscles that run primarily up the back of your neck and attach to the back of your head to soften and unclench and to lengthen, releasing right up into the back of your skull. Allow your head to release forward and out around the end of your spine. Your head hinges at the top of your spine, which is on a line precisely between your earlobes. You can soften around this head-neck articulation in such a way that your head is freer in relation to your neck and back. Allow your back to lengthen and widen. That is, allow the muscles that run along the length of your back to soften and unclench. And allow your back to fan out around your abdomen and also through your shoulders and elbows. You're lying down in order to practice thinking, to practice not tightening, to practice focusing your intent, and to practice making the connections between your intent, that is what you want, and the way you are using yourself. Give time. You're the only one that can do this. You're using yourself right now to observe and think, to maintain your balance and to breathe. Many of your holding patterns, which may in any case be excess to requirements, are not needed when you're lying down, and so you can practice letting them go. This practice helps establish a better pattern, which in turn will itself be superseded as you continue to improve your use of yourself. A helpful attitude is one of a clearly and easily focused intent, without trying, without being attached to feeling right or feeling anything in particular. Just let go of any holding that you can identify and use your basic directions as a template for the overall change you wish to bring about. That is, a general expansion, an absence of any work that may be squashing you or using unnecessary effort. Your directions are a carefully formulated wish, but one detached from a necessarily immediate result. A carefully formulated intent, coupled with a non-doing attitude over time, brings results at the right pace for you. Allowing your neck to be free. Allowing your head to release forward and out. Allowing your back to lengthen and widen. Any change that you generate must be achieved through letting go. If you're holding or pushing or forcing, however subtly, you're going in the wrong direction. Letting go takes time. You can't do an undoing. Give time. In thinking of your back, remember that your back extends from between your earlobes all the way to your sitting bones. That is, your neck is just the top of your back, and your pelvis is the other end of your back. Your back can be thought of as a single functional entity, including your neck and your entire pelvis. Consider the full length of your back, from your bottom all the way to your ears. Move your attention to the small of your back. Your non-doing attention in itself starts to produce an enlivening effect. Do keep your attention moving around yourself. Don't stop or get stuck or be attached to getting something right before moving on. Just keep your attention lightly and easily circulating. Allow your neck to be free. Allow your head to release forward and out. Allow your back to lengthen and widen. Allow your legs to release out of your back. Invite the muscles that run from your hip bones to your kneecaps to loosen. Allow your hip bones, the front of the pelvis, to fall away from your legs, softening across the hip joints and allowing the pelvis to meld with the rest of your back. Remember that your pelvis belongs not to your legs, but to your back. Consider the triangle formed by hip, knee and foot, allowing the muscular wrappings which spiral around the leg bones to soften and release, allowing the weight of your lower legs to be conducted freely through your feet and the feet to have a freely opening contact with the floor. Your pelvis can continue to release away from your knee. Again, keep the larger picture in view. That is, keep the whole in some sort of focus, even when observing or thinking about a part. Your directions form a background of intent, now and any time, doing anything. They form a basic blueprint for good use of yourself. This form of words may not be the only way of thinking your directions. However, all these elements, which imply one another, must implicitly or explicitly be present. Allow your neck to be free. Allow your head to release forward and out. Allow your back to lengthen and widen. Allow your legs to release out of your back. Any constructive change needs to come about through a process of letting go. In letting go, however, we're not seeking to become floppy or relaxed in the conventional sense, which often implies collapse. Your bones are still weight-bearing, and the muscular wrapping still wants to maintain a toned, energized state, now no less than when you are active. In giving your directions, you're energizing and activating yourself. Allow your neck to be free. Allow your head to release forward and out. Allow your back to lengthen and widen. Allow your legs to release out of your back. Again, within the context of your general directions, quietly turn your attention to your breathing. Observe the movement of air in and out of your body, and notice what part of you moves as air goes in and out. Don't change anything. Just observe, as if from a distance, maintaining a benevolent detachment. Allow your neck to be free. Allow your head to release forward and out. Allow your back to lengthen and widen. Allow your legs to release out of your back. Allow your back to soften and open with each breath. Your ribs start at your spine and wrap around your sides to your front. Rather than an up and down motion at the front, your ribs can give you breathing space by expanding out sideways in a gentle widening. Think of breathing as being at least as much an activity of your back as it is of any other part of you. As you allow the muscular corset which wraps your trunk to soften and unclench, your back can open and widen to allow air gently and easily into your lungs. Allow your back to gently inflate with each breath. yet again, come back to that basic template of directions. Allow your neck to be free. Allow your head to release forward and out. Allow your back to lengthen and widen. And allow your legs to release out of your back. Consider your hip joints and the shape of the thigh bones at the top. Your legs don't extend straight down from your pelvis. The bones go out to the side first, before extending to the knees. Allow the very powerful muscles that wrap around the outside of your hip joints to soften and loosen, quietly letting the very top of the thigh bones ease out away from each other. Keep in mind where your hip joints are in relation to the front crests of your pelvis, which are further towards your head, and in relation to your sitting bones, which are further towards your feet. Go on allowing yourself to breathe, letting your back open with each breath, allowing your neck to be free, head to release forward and out, your back to lengthen and widen, and your legs to release out of your back. Notice the position of your tongue in your mouth. Don't move it. First, notice where it is. Quietly give permission for your jaw to soften. Allow your jaw to release away from your ears. Don't do it. Make no direct movement. Rather, again, invite your jaw to have as its inherent direction a direction away from your ears. Have in mind the sound of the syllable ah. There is nothing for you to do. Just think it. Even though you're lying down, your tongue may eventually come to rest on the floor of your mouth. Again, come back to your basic guiding, orienting directions. Allowing your neck to be free. Head to release forward and out. Your back to lengthen and widen, and your legs to release out of your back. When you feel that you're ready to come up off the floor and move into your next activity, stop and have another think. Check whether the idea of moving has caused you to tighten somewhere. Is your neck still free? Are you still breathing freely? Allow your neck to be free. Head to release forward and out. Your back to lengthen and widen. And your legs to release out of your back. And take your directions with you as you roll over onto hands and knees and, still not jamming your head in, gently come up to your feet. Allow your weight to rest through the bones of your skeleton, all the way through the bones of your legs and feet, and into the floor, giving you the freedom and release to lengthen and expand into your next activity.